July 5, 1 Kings 3, 1 and 11, 1 to 8. What an epitaph. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Many who start out in life with as fair and promising a morning in their limited sphere as Solomon had in his exalted station, through one false and irrevocable step in the marriage relation, lose their souls and draw others down to ruin with them. As Solomon's wives turned his heart away from God to idolatry, so do frivolous companions who have no depth of principle turn away the hearts of those who were once noble and true to vanity, corrupting pleasures, and downright vice. Solomon flattered himself that his wisdom and the power of his example would lead his wives from idolatry to the worship of the true God, and also that the alliances thus formed would draw the nations round about into close touch with Israel. Vain hope! Solomon's mistake in regarding himself as strong enough to resist the influence of heathen associates was fatal, and fatal too the deception that led him to hope that notwithstanding a disregard of God's law on his part, others might be led to revere and obey its sacred precepts. Let the sad memory of Solomon's apostasy warn every soul to shun the same precipice. The greatest king that ever wielded a scepter, of whom it had been said that he was the beloved of God, through misplaced affection became contaminated and was miserably forsaken of his God. The mightiest ruler of the earth had failed to rule his own passions. Solomon may have been saved as by fire, yet his repentance could not efface those high places nor demolish those stones which remained as evidence of his crimes. He dishonored God, choosing rather to be controlled by lust than to be a partaker of the divine nature. What a legacy Solomon's life has committed to those who would use his example to cover their own base actions. We must either transmit a heritage of good or evil. Shall our lives and our example be a blessing or a curse? Shall people look at our graves and say, "He ruined me," or "He saved me"?